John, don't set shit on fire. God damn it.
I was trying to find out where the where the head of the microphone was through the, you know, the
We're going to have to revoke your lighter privileges. This is two dark. Episodes in a row.
No, this was dark. I just wanted to make sure I was doing it next to the microphone.
So, what is up, everybody? This is the Nerd Offensive. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is
Sean here, and
the pyromaniac trying to burn down the studio.
No. No. You would know if I was trying to burn it down, even though I'm most likely to burn it down on accident.
I didn't say you were trying to do it on purpose.
If I really wanted to, it'd be like, let's burn this mother down, Pookie. But no, I would still fail at that time.
As long as I get my stapler.
Right? Gotta get your stapler.
Oh, dude, man. I know that guy's pain. I'm always looking for my fucking stapler, and it's always pissing me off.
It's that way with permanent markers at my work, so you can write on the wrappers and shit what people doing. That's still, I don't like the way we serve our burgers, because it's like we wrap them up. But I mean, it saves on plates and stuff, and that's the only thing we do wrap is the burgers and the sandwiches. I guess they say it's more deli style or some shit, but when you order a burger with eggs and fucking chili on it, it's like you get your burger and your fries in a wrapper.
You're like, Jesus.
Well, it's more parchment paper, but still.
Right. Finally, I checked out Rhino.
Yeah. The German nice. Style stuff. Does it look nice? Did you guys sit outside?
Yeah, outside is a nice state. God damn, they have a lot of TVs out there.
Yeah. You know how what it used to look like? It's supposed to be able to sit like almost 300 people or something now. Or
God damn, maybe if they're shoulder to shoulder, because it still doesn't seem quite that big. But maybe 200. It's got quite a bit of room. It's got some nice fire pits in the middle. It's real nice.
Nice.
Burgers pretty much tasted about the same. So they're using the same recipe, I think.
I think that since the guy created both menus at the moment, we're going to change ours a little up next month. But I think most of the burgers are the same as what we have. So it's like they got a Bronco thing called the Bronco?
Maybe, I don't remember.
It's just a pulled pork thing, basically. They have a thing called Southwest?
Maybe.
That's chorizo and the chili.
The
burgers didn't come wrapped, did they? They came
No, they came like on a plate like a normal restaurant.
Bastards.
And holy shit, it came out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but we don't fuck around with ticket times, that's for sure.
Especially during lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's no fucking joke.
And it was cooked and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Just like I remembered it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I'm still haven't gone out there yet. It's just probably because I can't drink there. You're not allowed. They make it so that their employees can't drink on the premises, which is a good policy because I think somebody got sloppy
somebody
one time.
Fucked it up for everyone, I'm sure.
And they're done that, but no, it wasn't me this time. This policy started before I started.
So, we're back at it after another week off. Schedules are all kinds of fucked up, and they're only going to get more fucked up with me trying to get a second job, so
right.
Bear with us, but we'll do our best to get shit out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plus, it's just been busy.
Won't be taking no full months off or anything.
No. Well, no, we didn't do that. It's only been, just like a week or so. Oh, I get it. I get it. That's an inside joke that nobody else gets. But now you get to wonder. Or maybe they know. Maybe they know if they pay attention to what podcasts come out when.
Probably not, no.
No. They wouldn't do that.
We barely have enough listeners as it is. I don't think we have any crossover.
Right.
Very, very, very different subject matter.
That's true. And so, we know the people in that podcast don't listen, so.
Very true. So, speaking of subject matter, let's...
Speaking of something real quick, I gotta hit this real quick. All right, but keep talking.
So anyways, get into a weird subject here. So, I don't know about you, but I wait to wipe my ass after I'm completely done shitting. What about you?
Well, yeah, that's the only thing that makes any sense.
Okay.
Do people, I mean, I give courtesy flushes because, you know, I don't want to clog nothing up and I don't think I'm going to, but I'm not going to attempt it. But I don't give courtesy wipes because that's just, it's going to get dirty anyway again.
So I was in the bathroom today.
I mean, that's exactly what I would say if I ever wiped my ass before I was done shitting was, oh, fuck.
And And we have no handicap people at work. I like to use the handicap stall usually. Well, luckily.
That's what she said when he walked in there.
Pretty much. That's about probably what would have happened had I not noticed that there was somebody already in the stall, because they didn't fully close the door, nor did they lock it on the stall. So I go to the other stall. This person, loud plopper, will say, and they wiped after every plop.
Weird.
Right?
The things you hear in a public bathroom.
I don't know why I decided to bring that up as subject matter, but because I just thought it needed to be discussed, and because it's fucking weird.
Shit matters.
And lock the goddamn stall door if you're in a public bathroom, goddammit. It wasn't like it was closed to the point to where he wouldn't have noticed. There was a clear gap.
Well, maybe he also could have had a bloody nose and something was going on there. And like after that, he was just ripping tissue off to wipe his bloody nose. No?
No, that's definitely not what it sounded like.
Gross.
Yeah.
People are weird. I mean,
these stalls aren't far apart. That's why I like to usually try and use the handicap stall, so I got more room and space.
Yeah. I hear that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's something about restrooms like that, that more than one person could be in at a time. It just bothers me. That's why it's like I do like the bathroom setup at my work, because the bathrooms do have full doors, and the doors have locking handles like one of these, right. You know? But you can't get in there unless, you know, you unlock it or anything. Nobody's getting in there. That's all there is to it. You're safe. Just lock the damn doors.
Right?
Ugh. And plus, and also between the urinals, they got full-length wall partitions. So, you know, you're...
Partitions, sorry. Petitions.
Oh, petitions.
So, yeah, sign really big petitions.
Some people probably had to sign something to get that set up, you know, so that you didn't have to see the people next to you, or hopefully they weren't staring at you. There's no worse feeling when you're in the bathroom at one of those urinals and you just look over and somebody's just glancing and you're like, the fuck?
What's with this new... what is with people fucking being on their phones while taking a piss at a urinal?
I don't know. That's how you drop your phone in the urinal.
Put your shit away for 5 seconds. Seriously. Fucking gross.
Right. And I bet most of them got that no hand thing going so they can use both thumbs while they're texting.
Usually it's one hand from what I can tell. I mean, good. I'm not looking too intently, but it's hard to not notice a bright ass screen out of the corner of your eye.
Right. And just picture somebody's coming in there taking that South Park butter style pee where they just have to pull their pants all the way up and hold up their shirt, but with the other hand they're holding up their phone as well. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Bathroom etiquette, people.
Right.
Put your phone away. And lock
don't
the
talk
door.
To me.
Then that's going to be point number three. Thank you. Fucking before 2 moves ago, like when my office was still back by Union Station, there was always this guy that would try and have full fucking conversations with you in the bathroom. It's like, if I seen him going to the bathroom, I would make sure I would wait until I seen him come back out. It's like, no, I'm not talking to you. Not happening.
It's like those people that want to have a full conversation in an elevator ride. It's just, I don't know. I don't get it, because it's like, it's a short amount of time you're supposed to be in this room. It's not long enough to have a full conversation. It's like, do not talk to me while I have my dick in my hands, please. Unless you're my girlfriend. You know? I don't want no conversation in the bathroom. It's like I do the same thing with coworkers. If I work with you, I'm not talking to you in the bathroom. My manager was one of the people that taught me that. I almost started to say something, and he just looked at me and shook his head, and he's like, mm-mm. And then did what we had to do. Walked outside, and he's like, dude, you don't talk to men while they're in there like that. I'm like, cool. Good to know. The things you learn in your youth. Right? If you don't cough, you don't get off, they say.
All right, so I don't have a lot on the agenda here, so the more banter we get, the better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this one's going to be possibly a short one. Yeah. Do we want to go with an announcement yet, or are we going to save that?
We'll save that for just a little bit.
They know something's coming. That's the good thing.
Yes, lure them in. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
So, let's go with the sad news of the week.
Oh, God, there's sad news.
Toys R Us.
Oh, jeez. That was sudden, too. I mean, I guess it wasn't sudden, liquidation
begins Thursday.
So what does that mean, exactly?
Everything is going on clearance, and they're getting it, getting rid of it.
They should at least
all
give
them... All stores will be closed no later than May.
April. Oh, so we still got through April. Cool, cool.
But all the good shit's going to go early.
Right, that's why they're going to have that, but it's still going to be like 30% off when they first start. 25 to 30% or 15 to 20, I don't know. Some places start out small and then they go big. There's like, there's only 2 days left. Everything's 70% off. Like, we're just giving away dream houses in here.
That's when all they have left are the shitty fucking creepy ass baby dolls and fucking knockoff Legos.
Right? Ooh. Yeah, baby dolls that make that noise.
Yes.
And it's like their eyes follow you. Like, why is this a fucking toy? This is just scare your children with. I saw this compilation video of people using Jack in the Boxes on kids for the first time. And like the first half of the videos were kids that just didn't take it well at all. Not good at all. Like they would just instantly start crying. Then like it started to get into the kids. They're just like, oh, that's kind of funny. One of them, it popped open and they were just like, Mickey Mouse. And they gave it a hug and shit. And they weren't scared of nothing. But there was a couple of those kids that are just were instantly traumatized. And hopefully they're at an age where they will never remember this.
Right.
Some repressed memory they get to find out in a therapist's office years later. What startles you when things just jump out of nowhere?
Yeah, didn't you say you were already seeing some of those videos you like to watch at Toys R Us's?
I just started looking at a couple random ones. Because what it was, it started with a tweet from with the wrestler Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins. They were going out to... Huh? No, it's mine. Hold on. I'm just being slow with it.
No worries.
Okay, we're talking personal stuff real quick. You guys stay out of this conversation, okay? You can come back in
AB
five.
Conversation. See here, yeah. Way the fuck. I'm just. Yeah, yeah. Stay with us.
Yeah, you can come back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. And, there was a. It started with them saying the last toy run to Toys R Us ever. And that's what I was thinking. It was like, you got to have at least a little bit of time to close shit. You can't just instantly close the doors like an illegal massage parlor or something like that overnight or some dispensary.
There's a lot of
shit.
Places that do that. Just one day they're open, next day people come to work and the fucking doors are changed.
But they're usually places like a dispensary. Restaurants. I've seen a couple spas do it.
I guess a lot of Cheddar's did it not that long ago.
Yeah, some hairstylist place. But if everyone's just like, nope, this will be the last time ever. And I was like, no, you got a couple more weeks. But they're probably just talking about because of what they have in stock. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm worried about where am I going to get some new NECA stuff because the only other place you can get them is usually at all the conventions, and that doesn't show up all the time.
And it's usually a lot more than it should be.
Right. And yeah, it's like if you go down to a particular toy store off of... close to a Toys R Us down there off of Sheridan and 80th, they overcharge for everything.
But now, a little bright side to this, and possibly an answer to your NECA question.
Yeah, yeah.
KB Toys is coming back.
Oh, that's right. KB.
They should be open for the holiday season. We don't know exactly where or how many yet, but right. It's nice to have a familiar name back in the market.
Yeah. Man, last place.
I wonder if they'll still have the shitty ball with the squirrel tail and the fucking thing out front just running around.
Dude, they still have that at It's Your Move, so yeah. Or at least the last time I saw an It's Your Move, they had one out there. So there's a few stores that still do that shit. I think now it's like in the shape of an actual squirrel, though.
He never has it
though.
At his convention tables, at least.
What?
It's Your Move.
Oh, I've never seen them at a convention, or I don't remember seeing them at a convention. What is that on? I don't know.
What is that set
So it's just a little hot in here. Got to turn on a fan for a moment. This is going. Right? This is going all off the rails.
Technical shit.
Right?
All
right,
so where were we?
Well, I was just saying, you were. I was excited about KB Toys. You mentioned how It's Your Move has convention tables. Why do I not remember seeing It's Your Move? Is that what I'm
saying? It might just because I know the guy's face, so I always see him. Just one of those. I remember him from childhood just hanging out in the mall as a mall rat.
Okay, now I remember. What guy are you talking about? Sorry for coughing in the mic. I'm not used to smoking out of a bong, man. I haven't done that in a while. Memories.
Yeah, but, so, yeah. KB Toys, where are we going from? Whoa, well, fucking M&M's you said, everywhere.
You were saying they were going with a similar, layout. Like, that's what they want to do is be nostalgic.
Yeah, they want to invoke nostalgia, but still, you know, be able to keep up and compete with the other big box stores. And
I mean, just have good toys, man. Everybody needs a place to find their action figures.
Are they supposed to be something different? Oh, okay.
Conventions don't happen all the time.
I really got to get better with this whole having off microphone conversation thing.
Yeah, no shit. God damn.
Especially if we're going to be going to a... Oh, wait. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Either way, I need to find better toy places. That's all I'm saying. KB Toys better be the answer. I mean, because I'm pretty sure there's some comic book store places that have some good stuff, but not the ones that I go to. They don't have the NECA stuff that I'm looking for. No offense, guys.
And if they do, it's out of the price range.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody has to charge an arm and a leg. It's like Toys R Us was only charging like $25 for some high quality shit. There's this Nightmare on Elm Street 2 guy. That was like actually a scary Freddy, even though it was like the gayest Freddy. It was. I mean, not Freddy himself, but the whole thing was had really gay undertones. And I guess nobody knew until right after it came out. But either way, there's a scene where there's these dogs, and they got these fucking human faces. And that Freddy comes with those dogs. And that's fucking cool.
And creepy as shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why would you make toys of that? And I must have it.
I want them to stare at me while I sleep.
Oh, no. Well, if I buy two, I'm not taking that shit out the box. You fucking nuts?
All right, so let's see here. Where are we going now? Are you tired of Lego games yet? Because I am.
Yeah, I kind of got tired of it right after Jurassic World, but I still love that game.
Well, we're getting another
one. I'm just fucking dying here, man. But go ahead. Who's it this time? Is it another Star Wars?
Incredibles.
Why don't they just do all of Pixar? God damn it.
That would be a good idea. But yeah, no, just Incredibles. I think it's...
I think because most of Pixar is in those other games where you got to buy the little pedestal guys.
But they're definitely, you know, just trying to play off the sequel. But I'm burnt out on Lego games.
Right. There's only so much you can do. You can break only keep everything that formula so many times
for so long. Yeah.
The ones I do like though, going back and forth on, is the Marvel ones were pretty cool because how many characters there were in the Incredibles? How many more can there be besides each of the Incredibles? Really, only like Frozone. Unless they bring back all those dead superheroes that fucking Syndrome killed.
Well, and depending on when it comes out. It could include the sequel as well.
A prequel where it has the old blue outfit.
Yeah, possibly. You know they like to do alternate versions of characters.
Oh, yeah. Find the number A113 somewhere, everywhere.
Let's see. We got three more things here. Atari finally unveiled the official... their official system with the controllers and its name.
What is it? Atari something?
It's the Atari VCS.
One more time?
The Atari VCS.
Interesting. What does that stand for?
Apparently they didn't want to go with VHS. Apparently that was already taken.
Yeah, naked and long gone.
You know, since it's already got the wood paneling and everything else to it. But they
brought back wood paneling?
Oh, yeah, the front of the console has the wood paneling on it. And then the controllers that they showed are the classic joystick. And then they also unveiled it, just looks kind of like a knockoff Xbox controller with a rounded D-pad.
That's the one I'm waiting for. I'm like, a joystick? Come on now. I need more buttons now. Unless that joystick is just surrounded by buttons.
Yes, and then I guess pre-order information is supposed to be coming next week.
Any detail about games?
No.
I guess they rarely...
It's going to fail. It's going to be a huge failure.
This will be the second time Atari fails.
And Atari is going to go away again for like 6 months until somebody new buys the license.
Watch, they put out the other Ghostbuster game again.
That I would be okay with.
I'd like to see what that's all about on a updated system. Oh, wait, it's backward compatible on Xbox One.
Yeah, but I would still like another game.
Oh, just another game in that series.
No, it would have to be completely different studio and everything just because they went under after that horrible Walking Dead game they made with Daryl.
That was horrible. Yeah, poor... Poor thing.
Oh, that game was shit. I'm so pissed I bought that game.
It was fun for a moment. And then that moment passed.
Yeah, that moment passed in the first 25 seconds of the game.
Yeah, when he realized what it was, you're just like, oh, shit.
He realized it was crap.
It was so repetitive, too. Just stand on a car and be able to fend him off.
Unlike... the game that comes out in about a half hour from when we're recording currently.
Is that Sea of Thieves or something?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guessed right.
Yeah. I want to plunder stuff and go catch pigs and chickens.
Go find One-Eyed Willie's gold, man.
Fuck yes, that was one thing I was going to bring up. I love the live-action trailer that they dropped today.
Oh! Yeah. They just dropped that today?
Yeah, that just came out today. Of Sean Astin reprising his role as Mikey, obviously.
Are you sure? His asthma.
Yeah.
His asthma.
He was dropping little hints that he was Mikey.
His asthma. That's a...
And he's a curator of a pirate museum. At one point, you see the table with One-Eye Willie and his gang sitting around it. So, yeah. I can't
Boom,
wait.
Boom, you already got to start to the next movie.
Yeah, and then, so they also decided to take a little poke at games having day one patches. They have a day one patch, but it literally, all it is, an eye patch with a one on it.
That is a pirate update right there. Hell yeah. That's an update I like, or a patch I like in the first place.
And then I'm excited, too, because within the next week or two, I also get all the Founder stuff, because I did all the beta and alpha testing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, just get a whole bunch of
get out there and do beta test, people. It pays off.
Right, right. I bet that's how some people would have been able to get, like, Savini Jason and stuff. They maybe beta tested the game.
But most of those people did the Kickstarter, I'm sure.
They totally did.
Boom, boom, boom. So, that is everything I have on my list other than
holy moly.
Our announcement. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I told you there wasn't a whole... But do you have anything, a movie or anything you want to do first?
Well, no, because the last movie I saw was in preparation for what I thought we were going to do as well.
We will get to that. We will be doing a commentary for basketball soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last movie I saw, so I it's just been super busy at work. St. Patrick's Day kicked our ass.
Yeah, we didn't realize that we were going to record Saturday, and then we were like, oh yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. That's probably not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I got to be at work for 12 hours that day. Tell you what.
Fuck that shit.
Tell you what. Oh, and then come back the next day. It's like I was wearing those chef shoes for
a lot longer than I was taking them off for. It's like, man, I need at least 12 hours to rest up.
Right.
But maybe not. I don't know. I was fine. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm here.
So, Sean.
Yo.
What are you doing 420 weekend?
Smoking a little bit, you know? Oh, wait. Is there something else going on?
God damn it, Sean.
What?
I was expecting you to just actually go in and...
No, about it. Okay, fine. Yeah, there's
a trying
there's...
to make a weird segue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was trying to improv. You know, you roll with it, dude.
No, fuck you. I'm not about the yes ending.
Oh, all right.
No well, ending, motherfucker.
All right, that's the episode for the week. See you. No. All right. No, there is a convention within a convention that we will be a part of. I mean, is that what it is? A convention within a convention?
Pretty much. That's the way I would explain it.
It's like the left leg of Starfest.
It's like
or something.
Starfest is the overall umbrella, and then there's a bunch of little fests underneath that umbrella.
It's like if this fest and this fest got together and they fucked, and then they had babies, and then they got together and fucked. No, I'm joking. Pineapple Express reference, sorry.
Yeah, but no. No. I like the umbrella reference better.
Yeah, you're right. It's an umbrella. I want to penguin umbrellas because it's complicated.
But yes, anyways, we will be a part of Comic Fest this year, which will be
part of Starfest.
Starfest, which is April 20th through the 22nd.
Yeah, because you buy a ticket to Starfest, you get to go to all these events.
Which, let me...
yeah, the Starfest has guests. The Comic Fest has guests. We are guaranteed interviews with some guests. I don't know exactly which ones.
Yeah, we have to make a list of the ones we want, and then we'll see who's available. So
I want LeVar Burton.
That's not part of Comic Fest, Sean.
I know, but he will be there.
I would love him too, but that's not going to happen.
Talk some
roots. No, it's not going to happen. Just in case, we'll make a emergency list of questions if it possibly was to happen. But
get
it's
him
not going to happen.
Get him confused with with the other guy from American Dad and ask him questions about Steve's character. And what's your character on Orville like?
But yeah, there is Art Fest, Comic Fest, Game Fest, Klingon Fest, RoboCon, Science Fest, and Model Fest.
Klingon Fest. I bet you can only go in there if you can speak it. Everybody's just going to be running around speaking Klingon.
Klingon, do you speak it, motherfucker?
Right? It's like, that's funny. It's like, some people speak English and Klingon and Dwarf and Elf, but they don't fucking speak an actual other language.
Right.
Somebody's like, it's real, motherfucker. It's like, yeah, we'll go into a Mexican restaurant, order something in Dwarf, and see what the fuck they say.
See what the fuck you get.
Right? You go in there, fucking go into a Japanese restaurant and order in Klingon. So let's see what happens.
So, yeah, if you want to go to that and see us there, maybe get on mic, hang out, do whatever, get
maybe
a couple beers, whatever.
Hell yeah, there better be beer. We always like to...
It's in a hotel. There's always beer somewhere.
Right. Oh, for $8.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, you can get your tickets at...
Or you can drink with us in the parking lot.
You can get your tickets at starfestdenver.com. And, yeah, 3-day passes start at $75 for adults. And, yeah, you can buy individual days and so on and so forth. Bunch of other events that you can... get tickets to, just go to that website, check all that out. And then if you also want to check out all of the good stuff for Comic Fest, same website, or you can also check out their Facebook page at Comic Fest Denver on Facebook.
Hell yeah, convention season's going to be good this year.
I hope so. But,
I mean, so far a lot of good guests have signed up for a lot of the conventions, especially DCC. They got Molly Ringwald recently.
Yeah, I saw that, and I just... hope with two jobs I can find the time. I should
true.
Be able to find the money.
The money won't be an issue. That's very true. Two jobs, man. That's crazy. I mean, that's something we gotta do from time to time. But I mean, especially when
things fucking
yeah
hits the fan. So
hit the fan.
Fuck, we're only at 30 minutes.
Wow. You know what? I thought of a weird thing the other day. After listening to this podcast with Bert Kreischer and Ron Funches, they were talking about how his son had the autism. And then that made me start thinking, maybe I have autism. Maybe I've had it this whole time. It's never ADD, it was autism. Or maybe autism took one of those weird terms like...
you could be on the spectrum somewhere.
I'm definitely on a spectrum of some sort. But it's like, you know how like shell-shocked became something else and then it became post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe autism is one of those things. It's just an advanced form of ADD or another form of it. Because he was just talking about certain things. And then it was like the short attention span. I was like, I think I could figure that out because I was packing up stuff for the St. Patrick's Day. We had a limited menu, mm-hmm. so we were going to have some cheese curds. And so I had to package 30 pounds of cheese curds into 8-ounce packages. And so while I was doing that, I was looking at something. The corner of the bags, the little disposable bags we use to put the curds in the portions, said low density on it. I didn't see that at first, but I thought it said Walt Disney. And so instantly my mind starts thinking about like Walt Disney stuff, and then it turns to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it was like there's a porn parody of that.
I was gonna say you're thinking porn or
well something like that. Well, another thing that popped in my mind is like, why are they called Dopey Dopey? Maybe he's making her fall asleep and the dwarfs doing naughty things. And then I realized that it turned out no, it was the witch that gave her the hot Cosby. And then Disney is one of those companies that at the time that was just promoting. It was like, hey, this chick's asleep in the forest. Go ahead, kiss her. It's fine. It's just God. It's fucked up, you know? He's just out there. Well, he's like, hey, woodland creatures, you want to see me kiss this dead body? It's just like a fucked up version of Stand By Me, you know?
Right, what's this dead body doing in the middle of the forest in a glass coffin?
Right. She looks pretty enough. Is she still warm? And that just made me think.
She was pale,
like,
before. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah. And then it just made me think. It's like there was a certain time where it's like they couldn't make these movies now about making out with dead folks and sleeping people and
You know, same thing with Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, exactly. Too. You know, there's the Grimm or the Brothers Grimm version of Sleeping Beauty. The prince comes along. And he does fornicate with her, and she wakes up pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's what she gets when she wakes up. The prince fucking hightails it, or the king, or whatever the fuck he was. Wasn't he Prince Charming? And yeah, he fucking hightails it. And she gets to wake up with royalty in her belly. It's like, that's fucked up, but the Brothers Grimm had a version of fucking.
Yeah, they were all
up.
Pretty fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, do you think that's autism? I don't know. It's something.
No,
that's just
creepy rapist. oh, you mean you think?
Yeah, it's
that.
Like that. All that shit came to my head the instant I thought that the low density thing said Walt Disney, and I'm like, Walt Disney was fucked up, you know. And it was like Walt Disney. Maybe that's what it was. Bill Cosby was a fan of Walt Disney stuff, and he's like, I like it when they sleep. I don't know. I'm just. It's something that I've been thinking about for a minute.
These are the things we can't talk about at the con.
Oh, I know. That's why I figured I'd get it out here. And did you realize I didn't drop any F-bombs, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, okay. See?
I don't think I can not.
Well, we could.
As long as I'm sure we're not, you know, yelling out, goddamn little mother. You know.
We won't have to. He won't be there.
Yeah, but, you know, we might run into some noisy,
right,
backpacked people.
No worse than some of the people that might actually sit down and talk to us.
But since we'll be in Comic Fest, maybe that will alleviate that issue from last year.
Yes, because Starfest, that was when the dude came down and started talking to us and showing us videos.
Yeah, the guy that said he jumped from one building to another and like fell in between them and got stuck or something.
Right? It was like, but this guy.
I don't want to talk shit because maybe he listens to the podcast still.
That'd be great. All I'm saying though is, at the time, he couldn't jump between two buildings and not get stuck. I'm just saying he was a big fella.
Well, he would definitely try to jump between two buildings and not make it.
It wasn't too far off from jumping in the sky and getting stuck. I'm just saying.
That would be great if he still listened, but that would be, I don't think he does. I don't think he cared one thing about what we were doing. He just does.
Most people don't.
He wanted to talk the some random nonsense. The few
people that do listen to us, we love you.
Yeah. But if anybody doesn't remember that episode, go back. We had some really good interviews with some actual people, and then a couple crazies. It was fun.
Eminem stuck in my throat.
Uh-oh. Melts couple in your throat, crazies. Right?
I only remember the one.
Maybe the one? Oh, there was the kids. There was a couple kids.
Yeah. I don't think we'll make that mistake again.
We'll definitely go in more
prepared this year now that we kind of know what to expect going in, or, you know, using our experience from last year. So hopefully our con episode will, we still got several episodes before that happens, so.
Yeah, it's still like at least, it's about a month away actually, so.
Yes, but you'll be hearing about it every episode, because.
You're damn right.
We're going to plug the shit out of it, because Starfest was our favorite con last year.
Yeah, have we told you about Starfest yet? No, sorry, marijuana.
So we will be hanging out, chilling at Comic Fest, getting interviews, taking in panels.
Yep, the start of our con season.
And maybe I can find somebody that can give me the rundown on what the fuck's been going on since I am so far behind on what's going on in comics.
Oh, you mean actual? Yeah. It's like, poof. Man, I can't even begin. I would have to start new everything. I wouldn't be able to pick up anywhere where I left off without spending like $100-something.
And that's the. I hate getting behind on comics. It's just so hard for me to catch back up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like, hopefully the first 10 issues were good.
Right. I made it about 30 this time before I fell off the wagon.
Maybe the wagon is buying that many comics. You ever think about that?
Well, that's why I fell off it.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were just saying because you couldn't get them anymore.
So I fell off the wagon because I couldn't afford them anymore.
Right. I always forget. I always think like...
They need like a... Like a subscription service where you can pay a monthly fee and read as many comics as you want. Like Comixology kind of has that, but it's limited to certain titles.
I think Marvel is the same way. I know Marvel has a pay service where you can get a lot of digital comics. Well, and
all
of theirs
is pretty much all the ones you can read. If you do the Comixology one is Marvel.
Oh, okay.
I think both Marvel and DC's apps play off of Comixology.
That'd be cool. They probably only do like some of the main brand stuff. You might not be able to find some Dark Horse or something
like that. They have Valiant, stuff like that too.
Nice. I want some Windstorm.
Or is it Wildstorm? I really want to start Lock and Key. You know, way too late like I am on everything else.
Right.
Ooh. Bam. There we go. I got something to take up a couple more minutes.
Woohoo!
The new segment I talked about.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
We're going to call it Late to the Game.
That's right. Yeah. Especially since I don't have a movie this week. You got your...
But, yeah, basically going to be using the Game Pass to play old shit that I missed out on. And
hell yeah.
Yeah. If it's something that strikes my fancy, I'm going to talk about it.
Maybe I missed out on Resident Evil 2 at one point, even though I know you didn't.
No, definitely not. But I did play Resident Evil Revelations 2 off the Game Pass.
Oh, is that one of the newer ones?
Kind of. I think it was 2015, something like that. It was all right. It felt like a very...
That's not the one in the snow, is it?
No, I don't.
Okay, there's a million different Resident Evil games.
But no, this one, you switch between two different teams. One team is Jill and this girl, Mariah. And then Barry and this little girl.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going back like a ways. And so it was kind of... It felt like a... a watered down Resident Evil, like kind of like easier than it should have been, even though I was playing it on a little bit of a harder difficulty.
I've been seeing this one YouTuber, the Rad Brad or whatever. I usually watch him play games, and he was playing a few of the Resident Evil games and kept saying, mentioning how each one would progressively seem to be easier. It's and it was and shorter almost sometimes too.
Yeah, this one was broken up into episodes. It was weird. So
that's how you switch between your characters. It's like
each episode has both sets. All four of them. Yeah,
okay.
But
so I remember there was one of them. It was like in the snow, and every chapter would be the other duo. So you'd have two teams, and then each chapter was. But they probably found a way to mix them together, right, and make the chapters run together.
But that wasn't actually the one I was going to talk about. The one I was going to talk about is one that we actually highly talked about in our E3 episode last year.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Super Lucky's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Was it good?
It is a fantastic platformer.
Oh, okay.
It is great. I like it a lot.
I need to check that out.
It's definitely got a lot of old school flavor with, you know, new school, you know,
twists and turns.
Yes, I'm so bad at that. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed the shit out of it. The one thing I can say is when you start playing it, go into the options and there is camera shake or something like that option, turn it off.
Oh, okay.
You will have a much better time with the game. My first 5 minutes, I fucking hate it. And then I went into the options, I found that, turned it off, and from there on, I had a great time.
It's one of those things that it's like every time something happens, everything shakes, or...
Kind of, yeah, like everything was just overly movie. Like, it's like, I'm going to get fucking motion sickness if I fucking keep playing.
Makes so, you yeah, wonder why they add something like that in the first place.
Yeah, why even have that in there? Because I don't think anybody would prefer to have it on.
Right, so it's like you got your likes and you got your dislikes, but then it turned into a like because you're able to fucking fix that problem.
Right, but I enjoyed it a lot. It's a, you know, typical jump on your enemies' heads to kill them
type. Mario.
Yeah, collect coins, fucking good time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and collecting four-leaf clovers as well.
Ooh, well, it is called Lucky after all.
Yes, of course.
Hopefully they don't take those four-leaf clovers the wrong way. It means something different in the Aryan Brotherhood.
So yeah, I highly recommend giving that game a try, especially if you have the Game Pass. What do you got to lose?
Right. I recommend a show called Behind Bars. You learn a lot of stuff. No, I'm joking. You learn a lot of stuff about the prison gangs.
Late to the game, but... I do not recommend WWE 2K17. Fuck that game. No. It's fucking Brock Lesnar covered ass.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why 2K18 got so much more praise, because they fixed all the shit that was wrong. What?
I did say 17 and not 18.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, 17 was a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, especially the submissions. The submission, yeah.
Even though, you know, it's the same as the previous, I think, 2 years at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you avoid a submission, you don't lose.
The whole reason I haven't played a WWE game in a while.
Yeah, they finally gave you an option to have a button mash where it's just like, oh, now you can press, you know, press your, press A, press B, press X.
I look forward to later this year when they add that to Game Pass.
Right, yeah, they got to put out a game every year, so it's like once you think you got enough time to play it, and if you don't play it all right away, next thing you know, you're like, oh shit, the next one comes out in a month or two. But it comes out every October, so.
Yes, yeah, so they'll probably put the new one on probably a little bit before just to get people.
Mm-hmm.
People a taste by, oh, you like this one, the next one's coming out.
Right. Yeah, they just get that October thing. It's like, it's a weird thing to associate with Halloween, but I guess they are all characters. And then, that's when The Walking Dead starts again, too. But, I mean, it's going right now, so never mind. It didn't stop, I just haven't been able to watch it. I hear that. It's what The Walking Dead's turning into slowly.
That's what I've heard, and I have no desire to catch up from where I fell off,
Right. Well, yeah, and again, you get people like Maggie getting that other show, so it's like she's going to be gone to begin with. It's like, I don't think she's returning next season, so they're going to have to find a way to kill her, too.
That's what they get for not giving her the money.
I mean, and who knows if that's even it. I mean, but then again, a lot of people, after they've been on a show for so long, they're like, I am worth more than this. It was like, did you see the movie you made called The Boy?
She was making like half of what Redis and Lincoln were making.
Well, they're the stars.
Well, so she.
She's supposed to be.
She's been there since day one.
No, she hasn't.
She's the one everyone wants to bang.
She hasn't been there since day one. Maggie showed up in day two, or season two.
Shut up.
She showed up in the.
She's so crucial, it feels like she's been there since day one.
Right? She got to show up in episode, I guess it would be 8, since there was only 6 episodes in the first season. She's in the second episode of the second season.
Yeah, see, the first season's so short, I forget it was even.
Yeah, because the second, or the end of the first season, yeah, the start of the second season, the end of the first episode is Carl getting shot.
Coral.
Yeah. Coral! Otis comes out of nowhere. Should have been the blind priest from Constantine. Then that would have made sense why he shot a boy. He's like, shit, I had a Dick Cheney moment. I'm sorry. Just shot whatever was in my way. No, but no, he was next to that deer. Never mind. I wonder if
he should have been wearing an orange vest, damn it.
Right? Instead, his dad's like, look, Coral, there's some nature right there. Why don't you go try to pet it? Of course, the one deer you try to pet, somebody's fucking got a scope on. Pow! Right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do I get to keep the deer? Or do we just got to focus on this boy now?
That's good meat still.
Right? Shane, get the meat. I'm gonna carry the boy.
All right. Well, I think we've bantered this on about as long as we can get it.
Well, I'm we could sure probably figure something
we
out.
We could, but
I mean, more. I don't know if it'd be quality. God, you could probably have an entire podcast on public restrooms alone. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why would we do that?
Right. Get the Dane Cook joke. Why does it always look like a shaggy dog was just in there?
Though I will say, if you're ever in a Coors Field bathroom, if you see any of the ads, that's my work. So
nice. There you go. Check it out while you're pooping.
Or taking a piss.
Right? Most likely. Everybody's going to be taking a piss. Those $8 beers.
Yeah. Shit. America. They're probably up to like 10 or 15. I don't know. I haven't been to a Rockies game in years.
Right? It's like just chug an entire six-pack before you walk through the gates. It'll settle in by the time you hit your seats. You only got to spend $8 on one beer. That'll be the topper offer. Until you realize you're like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be a 60-minute game called football, but it really takes 4 hours. Okay.
Coors Field's baseball.
No, I know, but I'm still just talking sports in general.
Oh, okay.
I think baseball is actually more calmer fan. I don't know. Do people tailgate for baseball?
Have you ever been downtown for opening day?
Those are called homeless people, and they live there. Okay, let them cook where they're gonna cook. No, I'm joking. For opening day, is that the only time? Opening day.
No, I mean, I'm sure there's other times.
Does that mean there's people in their little pay-for-parking spots, like 30 miles away from the stadium, fucking busting out barbecue grills? Again, nowhere near the stadium.
They used to be grilling right behind my work when our work was closer to Coors Field.
Now, those were definitely homeless people. Come on. Yeah. They were in an alley behind your work.
No, I'm joking. You were pretty close. It wasn't an alley.
Yeah, you're pretty close to the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Still kind of am, but...
Yeah, you always know when they have a home game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because traffic sucks, dick.
Right? And it already sucks. Now it has to suck even more. Thank you, sports.
God damn sports ball.
Right? And it's like they start getting good, and now everybody wants to go to the games. I don't know.
All of our teams currently suck dick.
Hey, the Rockies almost made it to the playoffs. The Nuggets almost made it to the playoffs. The Avs look pretty good right now. See, there you go.
It's taken how many years?
We started off at the top.
Don't they usually start out decent and then just rapidly decline?
That's how their entire length as a team started out. They started out really good and then it just slowly declined.
pretty much.
Wasn't that the first year? They're like, hey, we're the Colorado yeah, the Avalanche. We're going to be taking that cup now.
We're here. We win. Love us.
Goodbye. I mean, we're still here, but you won't know.
They're like, we did good. Build us a stadium.
Yeah, I think every one of our teams. Rink. Yeah, every one of our teams has at least been to a championship game, except for the Nuggets. Yeah, I mean, the Rockies at least made the World Series. So, there's that.
Yeah, because even lacrosse and soccer.
Both of our lacrosse teams, even the outdoor lacrosse team. Yeah, I forget we have a soccer team, and even they've won.
Dude, I even downloaded a lacrosse game from the Game Pass.
It's how is that?
Interesting.
I mean,
I played two games. I can't decide which mode I prefer because there's a mode where you only control your player. So half the time you're sitting on the sideline.
That's funny.
But you can hit like X and it just skips to when you're back in the game.
Oh my God.
I got a hat trick in my very first professional game ever. Or no, college game because I'm playing for the Denver Pioneers.
Oh. Pioneers. Yeah. College hockey, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know they made video games.
I was just going through. I was like, oh, that looks like a familiar. Oh, shit.
That's another thing, too. Yeah, you always forget that, like, all these sports. NFL isn't the only one that has a draft. There you go. I right? always think that it's like, it's only the NFL that does that. And then you're like, oh shit, there's a lot of college sports.
Baseball drafts kids out of like high school and then they still go to college. Baseball
tries to draft football players. Look what they did with Russell Wilson. They finally got him. I mean, like if you look at Russell, he was drafted by this team. He was drafted by that team. He was drafted by this team. He was drafted by that team. How do you get drafted by that many teams?
Right, how do you get
at separate times?
How do you get drafted that many times? Can you just repeatedly enter the draft
every year? Yeah. Yeah, that would be like the season that, like, oh God, whoever the number one draft pick is, they're like, okay, and the Cleveland Browns first pick and the Oakland Raiders first pick and the Los Angeles Rams first pick is all this guy. It's like, what? No. How does... No. No. Deborah, no. That's a terrible. No.
Stop it.
Sean. I can't help
We're
it.
We're not
just
doing the Raymonds and the Kermits. This isn't Hi-ho. Babylon.
Sorry, I can't help it. Every time I think of the word no, though, that's how I hear no.
That podcast has ruined the word no for me.
Right? I wouldn't be prudent. No. Sorry.
All right. So, yeah.
Wait, what about the old Adam Sandler? They're all going to laugh at you. No!
I'm going to start throwing things at you.
No! No. You're being ridiculous, Mom. They're all going to laugh at you. Okay, anyway, that's enough copyrighted material.
Yes, yes it is. So anyways, check us out, the Nerd Offensive on Twitter, Nerd Offensive on Facebook.
Sean Bracey on Twitter.
Yes, at Evil Has a Destiny.
Oh, yeah, at. I forget. It's just like Jeopardy. You got to put it in the form of a question. Yes. Or I got to use a stupid symbol.
And then, yeah, check out Starfest and Comic Fest. We'll see you there. We'll talk about it more. And
good night and sleep tight.
No, go God sleep, damn it. That's not babe. How we oh. do this. I will stab you with a pen. Swear to God. All right, guys, until next time, keep it nerdy.